2 Chronicles chapter 29. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, 3400 AH, 642 BC, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, according to all that David his forefather had done. He in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and repaired them. And he brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together into the east street. And said to them, Hear me, you Levites, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house temple of the Lord Jehovah God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. Because our fathers have sinned, and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord Jehovah our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath, anger, judgment of the Lord Jehovah was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as you see with your eyes. Because, indeed, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel, that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, do not now be negligent. Because the Lord Jehovah has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister to him, and burn incense. Then the Levites arose, Mahath the son of Amasai, and Joel the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites. And of the sons of Merari, Kish the son of Abdi, and Azariah the son of Jehalel, and of the Gershonites. Joah the son of Zimmah, and Eden the son of Joah. And of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri, and Jael. And of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah. And of the sons of Heman, Jehiel, and Shimei. And of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah, and Uziel. And they gathered their brothers, and sanctified themselves, and came, according to the commandment of the king, by the words of the Lord Jehovah, to cleanse the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And the priests went into the inner part of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord Jehovah into the court of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And the Levites took it, to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month, Nisan, March, April, 3400 AH, 642 BC, to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the porch of the Lord Jehovah. So they sanctified the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah, in 8 days. And on the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went into Hezekiah the king, and said, We have cleansed all the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah, and the altar of burnt offering, with all its vessels, and the holy bread table, with all its vessels. Furthermore all the vessels, which King Ahaz in his reign cast away in his sin, we have prepared and sanctified, and, indeed, they are before the altar of the Lord Jehovah. Then Hezekiah the king rose early, and gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And they brought 7 bulls, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 male goats, for a sin offering for the kingdom, and for the sanctuary, and for Judah. And he commanded the priests the sons of Aaron to offer them on the altar of the Lord Jehovah. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood, and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, when they had killed the rams, they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. They killed also the lambs, and they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. And they brought forth the male goats for the sin offering before the king and the congregation. And they laid their hands upon them. And the priests killed them, and they made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar, to make an atonement for all Israel. Because the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. And he set the Levites in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, with cymbals, with psalteries, lyres, stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, and of Gad the king's prophet, and Nathan the prophet. Because so the commandment of the Lord Jehovah was by his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. And Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord Jehovah began also with the trumpets, and with the instruments ordained by David king of Israel. And all the congregation worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, and all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had made an end of offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed themselves, and worshipped. Furthermore, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise to the Lord Jehovah with the words of David, and of Asaph the prophet. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered and said, Now you have consecrated yourselves to the Lord Jehovah, come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house. Temple. Of the Lord Jehovah. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings, which the congregation brought, was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord Jehovah. And the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings, therefore their brothers the Levites helped them, until the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. Because the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings, and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah was set in order. And Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, that God had prepared the people, because the thing was done quickly.